Okay, well, maybe you'll know the answer to this question. I asked Harold Burstein this the other day, and he didn't know. But according to my eyes, when I read that paper, you know, there's that big chart with the under age 50, right? There was this whole big table about data in the younger women, okay? And everybody was focusing on the intermediate. But if you look at that, if you look up at the good risk in that table, because they didn't do that with the postmenopausal women, at least maybe it was in the appendix, but I didn't see it in the paper. But if you look at the top, the good risk, to my eyes, it looks like the 9-year disease-free survival, because that was reported, 9 years, right? Okay. For the good risk premenopausal was 87%. So that's not good. Right?
It's not as great as the postmenopausal women.
But I'm just saying, is that true, though? But you see what I'm saying? Is the recurrence? I thought when you have low risk, you had previously demonstrated low risk had very, very low recurrences. But unless I misread this chart, it says 87%. That's not low.
You're right. I mean, that's what it says. That is not low. I mean, it's not horrible, but clearly they seem to be having a worse prognosis than the postmenopausal women, because if you look at the first iteration of Taylor X, where the data was published just for the women with a score below 11, I mean, everybody did great. I mean, the follow-up was awesome, and, you know, very few people had a recurrence. Like, it was above 95, almost like 98% benefit. Again, I think overall breast cancers in young women are a different beast. We know that with definitely triple-negative breast cancers, they do have a worse outcome in young women than they have in older women. And I suspect it's probably the same issue in ER-positive disease as well as HER2-positive disease, where age itself seems to have an independent prognostic factor as well. When you look at the numbers proportionally, if you think about it, the patients that had a score between 16 and 20, they had a much better risk reduction, if you will, from chemotherapy than the women with a score of 21 to 25. Despite chemotherapy, they still had a proportional decrease on the risk of recurrence, but not as great as the other women. So I think in the big scheme of things, we can't just look at one factor in determining recurrence. And as I said, age in itself is a bad prognostic, like young age is a bad prognostic factor to begin with. So I think proportionally speaking, even though they did not benefit from chemotherapy having a lower score, they still didn't do as well as the postmenopausal women, where, you know, other things are at play. So I think all in all, I'm surprised, but perhaps not as surprised, where we just know that young women don't do so well.
Maybe it's a smaller number of patients, but I'd be curious to know the number in postmenopausal women, because I'm assuming it's closer to 95%, but, you know, I don't know.
Probably.
Anyhow.